I'm out here just doing this Pop-Tart dance. These fucking legendary Pop-Tarts are so great. Power Project family, I hope you guys are doing well today. But I want to show you guys from Legendary Foods, we have the Tasty Pastry. Now, you know, these things are 20 grams of protein and 5 grams of net carbs. Sometimes you're dieting and you want to be able to have a good, tasty snack that doesn't taste like cardboard. Well, this baby, it's not even warmed up. Imagine if you warm up this freaking tasty pastry in a microwave for like 20 seconds. I got my coffee right here, tasty pastry. I'm living life and you guys can too. Andrew, tell them about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the other thing about this, so again, and Seema just mentioned 20 grams of carbs for a total of 180 calories for the whole thing. Oh. And the whole thing tastes amazing. If you guys haven't tried it, you need to right now. Head over to eatlegendary.com and at checkout, enter promo code POWERPROJECT to save 20% off your entire order. They have those tasty pastries. They have all kinds of amazing flavored nut butters. They have almonds. They have all kinds of stuff. And you cannot help but laugh when you say nut butters.
Nut butters.
So yeah, you guys need to head over there right now. Eat Legendary. Food, eatlegendary.com. Links to them down in the description as well as the podcast show notes.
Okay, well, we are on now.
Yeah. Dude, what you scrolling about over there?
I'm trying to find. What's
scrolling about?
Okay, so Andrew is talking about this thing from Workaholics.
Topher.
Show.
What's Workaholics?
It's an amazing show.
That I never saw.
They're just three bros. Just they all live together. They work in, you know, shitty corporate offices, cubicles everywhere. But something we were talking about off air, it reminded me of the Topher episode where Chris D'Elia was promising the guys that he was going to take them to a penthouse. But what they uncover was like, because he knocked on their door mistakenly asking for a boy. And there's like, nah, no kid lives here. He's like, are you sure? Like, we're going to play Xbox. And like, I have a bunch of weed and all this stuff. And they're just like, well, he doesn't live here. But like, if you want to come hang out with us, like, that's cool. He has like a potato gun. He's got like drugs he has so much cool shit. Mm-hmm. But what they uncover was like he was a pedophile. And they're just like, fuck, dude, like we gotta turn this guy in. But man, he's got so much cool stuff. And he keeps promising this penthouse. And he just keeps going in circles. And they're just like, oh, he's a bad dude. But dude, he's got some cool stuff. And it was fucking, dude, that show itself is really funny.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff in there. But... yeah, that just came to my mind all of a sudden.
What's a penthouse? Penthouse, like penthouse,
so penthouse, like
the magazine,
like the magazine. Apparently, yeah. They have a penthouse, and Topher was promising them that he was going to get them access to the penthouse. And his accent's so good, dude. Chris D'Elia,
like
is so
Playboy
funny.
Mansion kind of.
Yeah, but it was a penthouse.
Yeah. That's hilarious,
Doug. No, wait. When you were mentioning though, like they were going to go to a party with an older woman, it reminded me of something that I was watching yesterday. Actually, it was maybe 2 days ago with my girl, and it was called the show on Netflix called The Principles of Pleasure.
Still watching Netflix stuff.
Yeah, well, it's The Principles of Pleasure, right? And it's just it's mainly focused on women and how like there's like an orgasm gap, and it just talks about like all the different nuances that comes with women's pleasure. And then I saw someone on screen, and then me like, is that Nina Hartley? But the thing is, it's been so long. I don't know if you know who Nina Hartley is.
I don't think I do.
Okay, safe answer. But Nina Hartley's a porn star, right? Someone who I used to frequent when I was younger. And my girl's like, wait, what? Like, what? I'm like, oh, this is interesting. I've never seen her outside of porn.
Like, way old.
And then we had a conversation.
Well, hold on.
Wait a second.
The timeline doesn't match, dude.
Dog, I was. Yeah, she had some really dope young scenes when she was younger.
Holy shit. We're both into granny porn, I just found out.
Listen.
I'm not going to show it on screen. Y'all case.
Y'all let me explain, because some of y'all can be like, he's into gilfs. Nah, no. Nina has some fire younger stuff, but. When 13 years ago, when I was 16 years old, Nina was probably like, she had some scenes when she was in her 40s.
Dude,
and she was thick.
I'm digging this like 80s hair. This like hair from like 1984 is awesome.
Yeah, she was thick. So she was laughing because like, did you watch granny porn? I'm like, nah, she wasn't a granny when I was watching it. She was more like in her late 30s, early 40s.
Were you jacking off in a time machine?
Your girl is like,
she aged well. I'm gonna say, like,
did your girl like move over a little bit on the couch away from you a little bit? Like,
no,
what?
She actually went on her phone and started looking up scenes, and she's like, you like this? And then she saw something with her and like Nina and a black dude. I'm like, yo, no, stop it. We had fun with it, but I just thought that was so funny because I was just like, I haven't seen her outside of being naked in porn. So interesting. Looking at her as a human being. such a perverted kid, bro. I'm still perverted, but I was much worse. Man, you think about some of the shit you watch, you're just like,
I'm not thinking about anything.
Don't incriminate yourself on air, brother.
What I'm saying though is like the timelines don't seem to match because like
yo, but you see that, whack. Andrew? Like, bruh.
But I'm just saying, like, that hair, that's early 80s.
Is that an exercise DVD?
It should be. I would do every exercise in that DVD. young Nina Hartley was a bad woman.
I don't think you should be watching stuff like that because you're about to, what's it called? Regret.
Regurgitate.
You're gonna fucking relapse. There you go.
Nah. I've tested that shit out. That shit doesn't get me too hot anymore. I'm good.
Okay.
Test yourself with this shit. You know, there's one, there's a while back.
Yeah, I can get you a signed photo. Let's see how much this costs.
Yeah.
Oh.
How much is a signed Nina Hart? You should get that for my birthday.
Right,
like maybe
I'm gonna get her on the podcast. How about that?
Yo.
It says 1980s adult film star. Okay. And if you were 11, that means you had to like,
dog, if Nina Hartley was across from me, I don't know if I can control myself.
You were digging in the crates looking for these.
Yo, I was into some vintage shit when I was younger.
Was like, this VHS?
No. They had streaming vintage shit. But like you could go to whatever website, you could find some vintage.
It was definitely 80s. Like
you were on the dark web.
It was 100% like 360p, if that.
It was 360p.
But all right,
this shit wasn't even close to 720.
Totally redeemed yourself
in SEMA from his.
See,
yeah. Oh,
look
nice.
At that! Like God, like oof, she was.
She's
fit.
That's a nice she, autograph. Yeah,
yeah.
She look at that handwriting,
that calligraphy. Woo. Holy shit!
All right,
sorry to everyone on YouTube. I can't. Yeah, put any of this shit up.
You could put that one up.
No,
that
one's. I'm not even gonna risk it.
that's fine. Yeah, no. Hey, but anyway.
Yeah, people can do their own search.
Right? Yeah, like no one's gonna do that. don't type in.
But know, just Google Images. It's safe.
Yeah,
Google Images.
People
is
like
good.
This penis pump shit. These guys are always talking about is bullshit. Click, 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 click. They can't click fast enough. They opened up like six windows.
Why is this showing up in my feed?
Oh, this is so stupid.
Mm-hmm. We do have a really good topic that we're going to get to today about injury.
Don't.
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay.
But it really me and my girl had a conversation. I was just really thinking. I wonder what it's like to have been a young adult before the internet, because I mean. I have so many videos that are still downloaded into this mind. I can pull them up right. I'm watching one right now. It's going, and I remember it. It's very vivid. Like I have
damn near like
hundreds of hours of porn downloaded into
some
my brain.
Version of like PTSD from.
but that's the thing. You probably don't because you didn't watch it so young.
Porn track.
You're normal.
I think. Well, I definitely don't have. I didn't have the access that you grew up with, but shit, like I think everyone remembers their first porn that they've seen.
I remember,
and it's just it. For me, it was like I don't know. I saw something really fucking weird because of my brother's friend. And like I knew about porn and stuff. Like I was at an age where I was definitely curious about it, but I don't know. I got past the age where there was like the curiosity of it. And then I was like, I don't think I even want to see it. Mm-hmm. I think that like it would be cooler. Like if I experienced it,
yeah.
You know, like in real life, you know, like rather than now I saw magazines awareness. And stuff. I'm not talking about that. Like I definitely saw like naked women in magazines and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yeah, I got old enough and mature enough to where I was like, oh, I think I'd like this to be like a decision. That's not just like a knee jerk reaction to like wanting to beat off or whatever. Right. And my brother's friend, we were like watching like football or something. And he's like, oh, he's like, I got this funny ass video. And it's like a guy like fucking a horse or something.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what in the fuck? You know? And I don't know. I was like 14 or 15. So that was like the first time I saw anything like anything like that. He's like, this movie's called Animal Passion. I'm like, oh my God. What the fuck is wrong with you? How the hell do you how the hell do you even have this? You
like,
know?
This isn't even funny. What the fuck?
Just the right height, no bucket required.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then the first porn that I saw had like a...
don't smile like that.
The first actual porn that I ever saw that was with humans.
Wait, so you saw a guy fucking a horse before you saw two people?
Yes. Yes.
No!
Now you guys know why I'm so fucked up. So you thought I was normal.
Holy shit. Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, see? Ooh. It had a fireman like theme to it.
Okay,
the first porn I ever saw.
You mean the first human one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure this guy wasn't walking in.
Yeah, it wasn't like rescuing a cat and then fucking it in the ass or something. What about you guys? Let's go around the table here, huh?
I'll just go because mine's not too crazy. But maybe like fifth or sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
No, it would have been, or maybe fourth or fifth, just at my cousin, because like we didn't grow up with a lot of, I didn't grow up with a lot of friends when I was really young. It was just like all my cousins were friends, and we were actually visiting my cousins in San Diego, and all our parents went somewhere, and then the oldest one was like, hey, check this out. And there was like,
someone's got to be like, hey.
Yeah, but then also like, way too many dudes in one room to watch one small, you know, these fucking small TVs back then, right?
All
huddled around. But I remember, well, first off, this is, oh God. You know, there was like one scene, it was like the dude, well, white dude, white chick, whatever. And then like, you know, we're not like literally like watching the whole thing. He's like fast forwarding through. He's like, oh, you got to check this one out. Da, da, da. And then there was one black dude and two white chicks. And that's when I was just like, holy fuck. Now. Like that dude's dick is like size of like that whole girl, and then being like, oh shit, that's what everyone's talking about.
Oh god,
I had to have been in fourth grade.
Yeah.
But then also, this was the first time I was just like, oh my god, like they actually do suck on a guy's dick. Like I thought they just said that to talk shit. Like everyone like kiss my ass. Like well, I mean, I guess people do that too. But like
yeah.
Like oh, suck my dick. And like she's really going after it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And but like it was so weird because like I was so young, like I like obviously like around the like cousins and shit, I'm not gonna like get a bone or anything, but like I had no like I wonder how I can get that tape and like go jack off or something, because like I wasn't even masturbating at the time.
Yeah,
so it was like really awkward. And then like my brother was there and he was just like, fuck, like he shouldn't be wild. Like
how much older is your brother than you?
A lot older. He's like 7 or 8 years old.
Oh,
so
okay.
He was like really uncomfortable with it, but because everyone else was there, it was just like, fuck, like damn it, like
he didn't want to make a big deal of it.
Yeah, but I could tell like he was really like he was uncomfortable.
You know?
Like he didn't want that to happen. But
how old was the kid who brought the video?
So he would have been probably like 7 or 8 years older than me too.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Kids, like I mean, they're still kids though. It's like,
yeah,
it's
of course,
like, there's not that internal responsibility. Oh, they're too young. For
yeah,
this,
no, you nobody know? Was like over 20.
Yeah,
you know? So
that's
like,
good.
I know, right? So, yeah, and no, I didn't even think about that. Definitely, no one was 18. How about that?
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
Oh man,
but yeah, that was it. And then after that, fuck, I can't even remember. Like, I didn't get the internet till I was like in college, so that would have been it.
Yeah. No, like, similar shit with me. The first time I ever saw like a naked lady, I was probably like 6 or 7, and I remember I was at my dad's house, and he had like this box under his bed. It was while he wasn't home, so I went under the box, just saw these videos, and I was just like. And I just remember that it was just like I liked it. But I remember the next week when I went to his house that weekend, and I went, it wasn't there. I was like fuming. I was like trying to find it. I was going through all his shit, and I was like, where are the naked ladies? I just knew I liked it. I didn't know what the fuck was going on, but I was like, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
First time I saw a porno, I was like 11. I was on LimeWire.
Oh,
I downloaded something I thought was a 50 Cent song, opened it up, and it was this big.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
What 50 Cent song?
I just remember I was actually trying to download music.
I was truly trying to download music.
Trying to download the music video, maybe? Because there was a different icon for video.
MP4s or whatever. I just remember I was trying to download music. I wasn't searching for porn. And then when porn found me, it was out. It was like, then I started searching for porn. Because once I saw that Latina chick, I was just like, arr, arr. I was like, I like this. And then I just kept downloading. And, yeah.
And then 8 years went by. Blink. Really fast.
Really fast. A lot of crusty socks and, you know, lotion. Mm. We're all good.
The good old days.
The good old days.
Simpler times.
Simpler times.
Mark Henry tried to make me watch some porn.
So weird.
Yeah.
That was so weird.
I kicked his ass in Madden. I used to play him in Madden all the time. And he's like, I'm getting bored of this shit. And it's like, yeah, of course you're getting bored. It's 35-0. He's like, yo, I got to show you something. I was like, okay, cool. And I'm like, I'm in a hotel room with him.
No!
I'm like, what you got?
Sharing a room or like you're in his while you have your own?
No. I was in his like hotel room. Yeah. Like, because he only stayed in Louisville for certain periods of time. And so he would just have like a hotel or an apartment or something like that. And he's like, I got to show you this like tape or whatever, or DVD. I don't remember what he had.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. And he plays it, and I'm like, Mark, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? He goes, you got to see. He's like, you won't believe how talented this lady is. He's like, you got to stay for at least this one scene.
Oh,
I'm like, nah, good. Dude, I'm good. He's like, her mascara runs all over her face and shit. He's like, you got to see this. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Doug, have you ever wanted to? And I'm
just happy that I was able to like leave because this guy's 6'3 and 400 pounds.
Mark's like, I wonder if he likes this.
Yeah.
If he likes this, maybe.
Yeah. Like, hey now.
Doug, that's an interesting one. I've never been inclined to pull up porn with another man. Like, be like, hey, man, help me watch this. I don't know. I
like, this scene is so dope. You got to see this. Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand that either.
The no, talent. I mean, that's a...
Did I pull up two girls one cup with you guys?
No,
I pulled that up with some two girls one cup. I mean, that's like
some of that stuff gets shared. Yeah,
yeah, that's funny.
That's like right. Well,
yeah, I pulled.
It's shocking. It's not very funny.
Yeah, I pulled that up with my girl's sister. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we were talking. We were all talking about weird shit, and then we were like, "Ooh, two girls one cup. Have you guys seen it?" They hadn't seen it, so I was able to pop that for them.
I think there's like a reaction video of Joe Rogan watching it or something, right?
It's disgusting. I haven't seen that reaction, but
I remember Family Guy, like the dog messes with Stewie and he's just like, you got to watch this. And then he's like, and he like has this like total breakdown, right? And then he's like, oh my God, let's see if there's two guys, one cup. Like, oh shit.
Oh, I thought that was when he started projectile vomiting.
No.
Okay. Hey, you know what, guys? I mean, I don't know where we're going to go with this episode currently, but I think we're going to go to what we're
nowhere.
I want you comment down below. What was your first? What was your first like exposure to pornography? How old were you? And what'd you get at? Hopefully, it wasn't too traumatic, like Mark's. Fucking watching a dude fuck a horse.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. PTSD.
I mean, I had seen porn, like not porn movies, but pornography, like via magazines
and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
And the magazines can go pretty far. Yeah. They were like, I mean, they went as far as they could, I guess.
Did I tell you guys how I used to steal Playboys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He tells time. Again, though. Cause that's, straight an arrow in SEMA.
There was a Borders bookstore next to our house. So there was one that I went in there and I saw that there were just these Playboys in plastics. So I was just like,
oh, yeah, you did say this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd take it into the bathroom and I'd take the plastic off. And then I just like either I'd put it in my pants or something, like put it on my boxers, and I'd run out the back door. And there was one day when I went in, did it, but when I went out the back door, the alarm went off.
Ooh,
and I was like, fuck, what the fuck? And there was like, they keep these little things inside the pages.
Little stickers.
Oh. Yeah. So that like if it's, you know, if it's not swiped on something, and I ran so fast, I never did it again. But there later on, when I was like 17, I'm like, dog, this is problematic. You need to get rid of these. So I legit threw them all away. I do regret it because some of those, maybe they were vintage.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like classics.
Definitely.
Like, but I was just like, man, you are you are doing too much with these magazines, brother. Stop it.
Yeah, you probably had some vintage
Nina. Can't keep your hands off yourself.
Some vintage Nina Hartley shit that you would have bought right now.
Hey, I don't, I was young, man. I don't regret it. Nina Hartley was hot. Nina Hartley was hot. There ain't nothing to it.
I do remember when Blockbuster and Hollywood Video were a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you would try to, like, get closer to, like, the rated R shit. Like, sometimes the dude at the front would, like, not check you. Other times they'd be like, you got to be 18 for this one. Yeah. And I remember, like, trying to get, like, the, like, whatever, something that had a sex scene. Like, you heard from a friend, like, oh, dude, like, so-and-so shows their tits in this one. And you're like, yeah, got to go rent that one.
Oh, but, my God. In Japan. Jesus Christ. Like, some of these. They just had, like, volumes and volumes of DVDs of, like, women stepping on men's nuts, like, in high heels. In high heels.
Oh,
and one
so
of my
lucky.
One of my friends is like, dude, he's like, look at this. They have 20 volumes of this. It's like a woman with like a stiletto heel, and it's like a nut sack. Like the guy's like wearing like a banana hammock,
just like a fucking thing of grapes.
Yeah,
and what is that kink called? There's a specific name for that kink. It's like I don't know, but Japan is like the capital of kink. Yeah. Like the stuff that they get into
panties and the like
vending machine.
Yeah, that was odd.
Some wild shit over there. What are you gonna
ask? I was gonna ask if you knew this, being like, you know.
The porn connoisseur?
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. I was going to say it. It's okay. You know.
No longer. I'm healed.
We are happy for it.
I got a record. Yeah. Let's go.
But like the Japanese porn, like why was it always blurred out?
Oh, they just don't. Like, yeah, they in Japanese porn, for some reason, I don't know why, but all their scenes, the dicks are always blurred.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes the vaginas are blurred too.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, that's just not okay in their scenes. And it'd be rare that, like, I remember I was on a hunt because I was like, man, I want to see some shit. Mm-hmm. Stop that blur. But yeah, it's some reason they blur it out.
So I'm trying. I think I had this conversation with somebody else.
Even when they have a foreigner, it's still blurred.
Is that why they did the tentacle shit? Because like in that they showed everything, right? But it was a cartoon.
You talking about hentai?
I don't know what the fuck it's called. But is
my man's talking about hemp. We ain't going to talk about injury in this episode. This episode's going to be pure about all porn. That's all porn. That's where we're going. But, let's go.
But is that why they had to start drawing it so they could show it? I thought that was the reason why they drew it and showed everything, because they couldn't with like actual people.
Dog, hentai is a weird world.
No.
It's whatever. Like, I mean,
like some tentacles and shit.
No, not tentacles. Okay. Tentacles, that shit got weird.
I guess that's
not
too
tentacles.
Far?
Not tentacles. Yeah, tentacles is too far. It's weird. Hentai is oddly rapey. Like, like when those. Like they're not willingly having tentacle sex. Like that shit is oddly rapey.
Yeah.
And yeah, hentai is it's a different thing when you go down that rabbit hole of big cartoon titties. But yeah, I don't think, because even in hentai, they don't blur out the dicks in mm-hmm. hentai. If you guys don't know, hentai is like cartoon anime pornography. Yeah, it goes into weird places.
There's no way I
cartoon
got
porn.
But it's well animated. It's well animated. Like the animation.
They got good stories.
They go. And they do have some good stories. Bible Black. Like.
Well, it makes sense. I mean. What?
You shouldn't know stuff. I'm trying to find the picture. It was incredible. Because I don't even know. Like it popped up on like Twitter or something. But like it's a dude. So he's just like regular dude standing. He's jacked like an anime character.
Yeah.
But like his shirt, you can just see like the outline of his dick. But it's like all the way up to his chin, and it's just this fucking massive hog. There's no way I can find it, but oh my god, I sent that directly to my wife, and I'm just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. I mentioned Bible Black because that was my first that was my first introduction to hentai. I was like, hey man, this shit kind of fire. It kind of was. Type it in, Andrew, you'll see what I'm talking about. But yeah, man.
Oh God!
Right?
No, this is ridiculous.
Well, what are you seeing right now? Fat Project family, how's it going? Now, we like to look good in the gym and out of the gym. That's why you always see Mark and I and Andrew is stepping up on the short game, mm-hmm. wearing shorts from Vuori and clothes from Vuori. And honestly, the number one compliment that I've seen that I've gotten and even Mark's gotten is, damn, your butt looks good. And that's because, well, the clothes we wear make our booties look mm-hmm. delicious. Andrew, how can they get it?
Yeah, you guys both have pretty big wagons. You guys can head over to Vuori.com/power project. That's Vuori.com/power project to receive 20% off the most amazing apparel that looks so good inside and outside of the
gym. It's going to make your ass look fat
and your ass like will that. Look fat. Links to them down in the description as well as the podcast show notes. God damn it.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Make your ass look fat. Oh, go ahead.
When there is like virtual porn, it will probably be kind of cartoonish, I would imagine, right?
It's gonna
There's
going to
be
top.
Levels of that shit, dude. Like that's why the VR shit is scary. Because number one, you'll be able to watch. Because
like when we did VR, like here in the gym, it was mm-hmm. it was cartoony and it still seemed fucking real.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd imagine that's where the porn stuff would probably start.
Mm-hmm.
Done. There is 3D, like not even 3D.
Dude, we can get that sex suit or what? We don't make enough money yet on the podcast. I wonder, get that suit.
But I wonder if we could like all wear them and like that's like the tip jar. Like,
yeah, borrow it. Oh, yeah. Like, well, people can buzz in on the show. Yeah. They can buzz our nuts and stuff for $17. Show your appreciation for the show and buzz in Seema's nuts.
That'd be kind of fun, but not a pleasurable buzz. It has to be like a shock.
Oh,
if that's what you're into,
not that's what we're into. But it's more entertaining for the audience
every episode.
Yeah. Like a little buzzer on the gooch.
Like it kind of hurts a little bit.
It hurts, but it feels kind of good, right?
Yeah.
Ken.
Yeah.
But don't they already have like a fleshlight thing that like. I don't do it like moves already and like it does whatever's on screen, some shit like that. Maybe
you've seen, that sounds awesome. Yeah. We had it on the show before. Like we showed it before. I think it was, there was some sort of like, I think it was Japanese, like some sort of Japanese, like sex scene.
Tell you, they are the
leaders.
They be coming out with the wildest shit there. I think right now there's already like there's a fleshlight where if your partner is long distance, right?
I like where this is going.
Yeah, you put this stuff on you, and like y'all can be like on the phone or via FaceTime, and they can like control it, right? That's and you could awesome. You can have something on them too, and you can control theirs. Like there's that. That's already a thing, damn. Right? But yeah, like dog.
How come our technology always goes there?
It has to. That's what we want to do.
It's like one person's like, let's figure out a way to destroy the world with this. And then somebody else is like, let's try to figure out how to like fuck with this.
Can we fuck it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, how do we fuck this thing?
Hey guys, I just created this like awesome goggle thing. It's going to change the world. Really? Can we fuck with it?
Yeah,
it's
right?
Like, yeah, you can. Okay. Well, like you always say, Mark, you got to go towards whatever you're interested in, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are really interested in
getting it on,
nutting all over the place.
I'm happy.
Ain't nothing to it.
Yeah. I'm happy that I'm not a youth in the time where VR gets popular. Like real talk. Like if that was the porn that I was brought up on, bruh, life would be hard. It would be quite hard.
And how bad would you mess up everything? I mean, even just like with being able to like, you know, like when I was a kid, it was really great that I would only see these girls in school and like I didn't have access to communicate with them anywhere else. Like I would have fucked it up.
Yeah.
Because I was friends with a lot of different people, but I would have been like, hey, like, you know what I mean? I would have messed it up.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said something stupid or something inappropriate and would have outed myself in some way. What is this thing?
Enjoy 10 blowjob experiences powered by artificial intelligence.
I don't know, but that thing is going to
enjoy
town.
10 blowjobs. Wow. Like how, like
maybe 10 different styles.
Wow.
I don't know, but that thing is going.
That's
we do need a replacement for women. I agree with this 100%.
That should that will desensitize your dick.
Oh, Joe Rogan.
will they be the auto blow AI? 239 dog, actually.
AI? They're giving them away.
All right. But
oh, right. Yeah. I remember this thing.
Let's think about this real quick.
So does it feel? It feels more like a mouth.
Look, it does have like goggles though, VR goggles.
See, that's where it gets dark, bro. You're just sitting here in this seat. Your auto blows on your dick. You're watching a video, man. That is some mental turmoil.
Can't answer the phone right now. I'm using auto blow. That's like your go-to text message.
Oh, instead of driving.
Yeah, instead of driving.
Hey, but women be having some of these sex toys.
Oh, the auto blow while you're driving.
Oh, no. While you're driving your Tesla?
It's don't need it.
It's gotta be a Tesla, though, because, man, yeah. I can't. My Subaru will just drive off the road.
Oh man, thieves! Not like girls be having some wild vibrating three pronged sex toys. Like they get real fancy with it. So why can't we? Because that's dangerous. To be perfectly honest, us no. I refuse.
What's the difference? So what? I have a giant vibrating dildo. Right.
I think it's just 20, so much.
It's 2022. Like, what's the difference?
It's so much sadder as a man if you go and you see your auto blow thing. You're just like, dog, what? It's when a woman has a big old dick or whatever
dildo vibrator.
It's not as you don't look at that. You're like, huh.
Well, sometimes vibrator is like the size of this little like mind bullet thing. It's like a little innocent thing. Uh-huh.
We were on Fun Factory the other day. They have some shit that you can just like put on your finger and just like casually casually buzz away with.
You could be in math class and be enjoying yourself.
So inconspicuous. Like, yes, exactly. Oh, dog. Yeah, man.
Wow, there's some creative. This one's
creative
like
stuff.
Yeah, for training.
For training?
Yeah. So no. Huh? Block. It was like, do you want notifications? Like, fuck no.
Wait, what is this? Whoa.
So automatic telescopic. What it's saying is like if you can last long in this, you'll basically be.
Whoa, that thing's going fast. Mm-hmm.
Hey, if it's for training, I'm all for it. I think I'd buy this just to make sure I train myself to be able to handle as, you know, to be able
went
to.
From suck to blow.
Man, yo.
Porn traumatic stress syndrome.
What is that?
I'm just saying that's what we're going to probably call this episode.
Yo, real talk though. Yeah, it's going to be it's a tough thing being in the VR generation because like it's inevitable. Like, you know, one of the scariest things when I was a teenager was giving a homie my phone and just hoping that I didn't keep a Safari browser open. but now it's like, yo, if you fucking with VR porn. Dog, the levels of fuckery that are going to be up here, it's next level. It's
could really be singed into your brain.
It will be singed.
But
into your brain.
Also, so remember how Rollo Tomasi was talking about what's the fuck in the pay sites?
OnlyFans.
How like, oh, now you're paying for like the what's it called? God dang, my brain's all fucked up.
It's a partnership.
Companionship. There it is. You're paying for the companionship.
It's not just about their videos.
Right.
It's that you get messages saying, hey, babe, here's this video. Hey, babe, here's a picture of me doing this.
So,
really?
Yeah.
I need that.
That would be.
What site is this?
It's
OnlyFans.com.
Wow.
Pick any girl you like.
That's
and she'll
great.
Send you direct messages. During the podcast, you'll get a little naked picture.
She'll pay attention to me?
She'll pay attention to you.
Yeah.
Man.
She'll ask you how you're doing.
Dude, she'll ask you how your day was.
And no, we're actually serious. That's what these... And the thing is, I don't know if some dudes realize it, but these are...
bots.
These are automatic bots within these women's pages that are sending this message to
or
their thousands of fans. Huh?
Or a team.
Or a team. Like,
just yeah, some of them it's have just teams. Some dude. Yeah.
Like when we get yours up and running, me and Mark will be like responding to most of the people.
We should totally have a Power Project OnlyFans. But we're not going to be posting nudes or anything.
No.
We're going to be posting...
Not at first. Not a great place to start.
With where this podcast is going, it's going to be all foot content.
It'll be,
That's true.
Yeah, it'll be just like the regular like IG person. We'll just start out very minimal and then all of a sudden, oh, that got likes.
We can make some money with our feet though. We like, especially with our foot transformations that's happening, you know?
Before and afters too.
Yeah.
Our feet are getting bigger.
Our feet are actually getting bigger, thicker, more muscular.
What I was going to say... So in VR, though, that's like multiplied by like a billion. I know we're saying everything's multiplied, but like literally like you guys remember, well, I don't know if Mark, you ever messed with this, but like chatting, like AIM, like AOL.
Yeah.
And you have like your friends that you've never met, but you like get on and like, oh shit, so-and-so from wherever is fucking on the ASL, like age, sex, location, whatever, that bullshit. In VR chat, it is amplified so much because you're walking up to the person and you can talk to them and they are like actually in front of you. Now, granted, like it's like a fucking, a character, right? It's like their avatar. It doesn't actually look like a human, but you're making a connection, like an actual connection, not just like through text, not through phone, whatever. Like you're actually there with that person. That is like some very Ready Player One shit when he falls in love with the chick and tells her his name and stuff.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you doing? You're not supposed to do that. It's, that's going to be like where a lot of people get lost. Not even necessarily just the porn shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the companionship that they get in VR where they can't get in real life.
Yes.
And I don't, there's, nobody is going to put a stop to it because it's already happening right now.
Yeah.
And I know the porn's already happening now, but like kids are going into VR chat making best friends and they are not making friends in real life.
Hypothetically, from that situation, there could be even be like less sex. I know that we're just talking about fucking everything, but with men's testosterone levels going down and like some of these other things that are happening, and if you have companionship from afar and you involved with somebody as much and as compassionately, it could be kind of convenient to like have a, sounds weird to say, but like, yeah, distant relationship. Mm-hmm. You might find it more convenient than having like a real one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is fucking crazy. But
yeah,
I mean, the metaverse stuff is coming, you know, and I listened to Zuckerberg on Lex Friedman's show. Anybody that hasn't listened to that, you should listen to that, because listening to Mark Zuckerberg talk for 2 hours or so in a long format was really interesting. And fuck, man, that guy is so smart. It's insane. Like when he was like fielding questions, you know, Lex Friedman, he doesn't let you get off easy. You know, he asks really good questions, and he was asking about, you know, what it's like to be hated, what it's like to be. And he was Mark Zuckerberg was like, oh, that's interesting. Like where have you found that I'm hated? You know? And he was like, well, the poll that I saw was from the United States. And then he explained it. But I thought that was like, fuck, man. I'm like, this guy is really, this guy is insanely sharp. And he explained for some of the reasons why he thought that a lot of people are negative, you know, towards him. But if people hate him now, they're really going to hate him in the future. Cause the metaverse stuff, and the Oculus, right?
Yep.
That shit is just, it's on a different level. Like no one's going to be able to keep up with what they're doing. Amazon and Tesla and like all these people that have all these great technologies. The metaverse stuff is the second coming of the internet. You know what I mean? Like there's the internet, right? The internet changed everything. And it took a while. Like it took like this long for the internet to have that big of an impact almost. I mean, you could go back, what could we say, like 5 to 7 years ago is when the internet really had a crazy impact, right?
Yeah.
Well, this next thing that's coming, like this metaverse shit, is going to be like the second coming of that, of something similar. But it's going to be even going a lot faster because the technology's already accelerated. And so the metaverse will come, and then who the fuck knows what's going to be behind that. You got the NFTs and the just virtual real estate, and like, fuck, man, like it's kind of scary because you're like, am I going to kind of get left behind if I don't know what's going on? What the fuck's, what is going on?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's that Web 3 or whatever, Web 3.0, which I still, NFTs and all that shit, I don't understand. But I remember being a kid and seeing like, oh, look, there's a Pepsi.com now. And then being like, man, I bet you every company's going to have their own .com. And when you think about it now, it's like you can't even start a company unless you have your web address, you know, like if you want to be taken serious. So, yeah, it's happened. It was like Mark said, a super slow burn in the beginning, because as a kid who didn't have the internet, just watched TV, I could see the fucking tumbleweed going. And then now, yeah, past couple of years, it's fucking crazy. But with Oculus, you're right, Mark, or sorry, yeah, Meta.
Yeah, Quest and
Meta Quest. They, you know, I think Apple has an opportunity to step in and take a lot of the sharehold there, but there's no other company that's going to be able to keep up with what Meta's doing right now and what they're going to do, especially if like the Quest 3 comes out anytime soon.
What's companies the Quest from?
Metaverse.
So, from, okay.
Yeah.
Everything's just about experience, right? Like we could sit here and talk shit and be like, that's dumb. Like I'm never going to do that.
Dude.
What happens when it's a fucking great experience when you go and do it and be like, I went to the gym in the Metaverse, or like, and Seema and me and Andrew, we hung out with, you know, I don't know, like our favorite like lifters. I don't fucking know.
We'd probably be able to do a podcast within the Metaverse.
I was pushing
and we're hanging out with 50 people or something, you know?
Exactly.
Dude, right. Yeah, we totally can.
You have a great experience, and then what? Then you're fucking hooked to it. Then you're like, let's do it again. That was fucking awesome.
And then podcast videos just have us on headsets talking into mics. Like, that's what it's going to look like.
Yeah, but dude.
In 10 years, that might be what our podcast looks like.
Yeah, but the podcast stream will look like us in a fucking, like, wherever we want. We could be in a fucking mountain. We could be inside, like, wherever.
We could also get fat as fuck. And it won't matter.
And our avatars will be jacked.
Our avatars will look great.
My avatars will be so fucking huge. You guys will be like, wait, dude, we're supposed to make it somewhat lifelike. Like, it is.
And Seema
I'm just closer to the camera.
And Seema doesn't have to restrict this beast that lies inside of him that wants to eat so much fucking food any longer.
Dude, so fat.
Man, not... It's literally, for a portion of the population, it's going to turn into the end of WALL-E. Or the, in that movie. There's going to be a sect of the population that it's gonna really affect in a negative way, and they'll be driving around in their chairs, overweight, not really going outside of the metaverse. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be some people that know how to use it and know how to still live life on Earth, like still move around. Mm-hmm. So... it's going to make another big divide, but we'll see. We'll see how it continues. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, like the extra factors that it adds to everything. I mean, you got your like your body, mind, spirit. You have like your consciousness, your subconscious, and then now you have like this other. You might eventually end up with like another character of yourself, which is really weird because you're many different versions of yourself already. To every single different person that you know, even to yourself, you can be many different people.
Yeah,
it's just fucking odd. And then it's just, it adds just a layer of more complication. Like it's hard just to organize yourself, much less organize yourself within a relationship, much less organize yourself within a company or within a family or within a community. It's like, it's very difficult. Like you're managing so many different mindsets and so many different beliefs. And then also so many different feelings, you know, like if you guys aren't feeling great, if you guys are bummed, then it's probably I might start to feel a little bummed, or I'm like, man, I wonder why these guys are down today. And then I try to pick you guys up and vice versa. Right. And so it's I don't know where we're heading. It's interesting, though.
Justin Brandis's machine that he brought with him. I can now understand functionality. If the video hasn't come out yet, I know when it will, but Justin Brandis was talking about this machine on air that will allow you to just sit in a chair. Like you're literally lying down and it's really giving you full muscle contraction of your biceps, your abs, your quads, etc. DoorDash exists. It's going to get to a point, and it's real. Like there are going to be some people that are just like, they're making money, but their life is most of their life, social, whatever, is in the metaverse. You're going to DoorDash your food. You're going to DoorDash your groceries. You're going to have somebody walk your dogs for you. You're going to have a machine that can contract muscle groups for you. Maybe you'll have a walking treadmill while you're on the metaverse. And that's just going to be what you do, or what some people do.
Get a little TRT and have your muscles worked for you, and you're sitting there pretty jacked.
Yeah. And similar, right. But how much longer till the TRT comes prescribed with the M-Sculpt?
Oh, Lord.
They're going to be like, hey, okay, so here's this. And then, like, in order to keep from atrophying, you're going to have to jump on this machine 2 times a week or whatever. And it's always going to be like way too expensive. So like the insurance companies are going to make a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
And they're like, damn, there's actually a lot of money in making people work out sitting down. Like, okay, this is actually something. So I think that'll definitely happen. It won't be just like the fucking Tony Starks of the world that like have access to this machine. It's just going to be like, no, this is now your doctor's prescribing you to get on this machine.
Get an M-Sculpt.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had nothing to do and probably no kids, I would definitely be competing in VR like every day. Like I'm cool with saying it because it's fucking incredible. Echo VR, you have to physically move around and grab this fucking frisbee and try to score goals. You're floating in like space.
Yeah.
It's, dude, it's so much fun. I would get like little kids would be yelling at me because like I had long arms. Like, you're cheating. How are you getting your arms so long? Like, I'm just, this is just me, dude.
I'm an adult.
Yeah. I would talk shit. It'd be so funny because like my wife and my daughter would be sitting there like, just I'm talking shit and then they just start laughing in the background. I'm like, oh, I forgot I still exist in the real world.
Yep. Yeah.
But my Quest 2 is just sitting collecting dust. I haven't charged it in a year. It's just dead at this point, unfortunately.
Yeah. Guys, hit up the comment section. Let us know where you think all this shit is fucking going with the future. And sorry that Nsema wanted to talk so much about porn. I just, you know.
I ain't embarrassed about it, man. I was a horny kid. Like, I'm still a horny dude.
We'll just shame you. You were a dirty, dirty man.
I got some real stuff. Dirty.
Andrew, take us on out of here.
Thank goodness. Everybody, thank you so much for checking out today's episode. Make sure you guys like today's episode. And like Mark said, drop us a comment below. Subscribe if you guys are not subscribed and turn on all those bell notifications. And follow the podcast at MB Power Project on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. My Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter is at I am Andrew Z. And Sima, where you at?
Hentai bros, rise up.
they can talk about it in the Discord.
Yeah, join us on Discord, yo. And Sima Ending on Instagram. On YouTube at Nsema Yin Yang on TikTok and Twitter. Roast the fuck out of me. It's all good. What's up?
Tell some of these people what Discord is, because there's probably a lot of people listening that don't know what you're talking about.
So download Discord. Pretty much what it's going to allow us to do is chat with you guys in different types of chat rooms for the podcast, depending on whatever type of topics that we talk about. So there's a bunch of different rooms in there. You guys can get in there. We'll pop in every now and then. You guys can ask us questions. We'll sometimes field questions from Discord, and we'll be able to implement it with the episode. Mm-hmm. So it's just another way for us to be able to interact kind of in a more seamless way with all of y'all. That's pretty much what it is.
Is Telegram on there?
Dog, I hate you. Dog, I hate you.
I don't know what some of these things are.
Telegram.
But at least I'm logged in, registered on Discord, and I'm in our Discord right now.
And if it's not already finished, the Reddit will be done very soon. But I think by the time this episode comes out, the Reddit, our Reddit will be out. So we'll be able to do some shit there too.
I'm at Mark Smelly Bell. Strength is never weakness. Weakness is never strength. Catch you guys later. Bye. Whoops.